They swing it to Thomas.
Inside the five, stretches out, touchdown!
Oakland winds it up, a high punt. Takes it at the nine, he's hit immediately! Perfectly covered by the rookie Gaines. They'll hand it off here.
D Ford slides through and makes the hit of the game!
Whoa, man, that was great.
I don't know where John Dorsey is finding these players. And it's a credit to John Dorsey. He has allowed Andy Reid to get back to what he does best, coaching.
You spend all spring and summer planning, and then you go through and start the season. You've had to deal with a lot of injuries and challenges early, yet you guys have responded. What's been the key kind of keeping things going?
You know, I think every season is completely different. We knew going into this season it was going to be tough, it was going to be challenging. I think the challenging part of this team is right now you're down 7 or 8 starters. But the perseverance of the group, the leadership of the coaching staff, that's what I admire most. You know, they've overcome a lot, but it's that adage that we talk about, next man up. And those guys, they have fought game in and game out and will continue to fight game in and game out.
Well, then, as a follow-up, I think of the 2013 class of what's going on now. Nile Davis has emerged, so has Travis Kelce, the Magnificent Seven. The coaching staff being able to take guys as you bring to them and then coach them up, it's that kind of two-way street here. How comforting is that to you?
It's comforting that we're moving in a proper direction. It's a comfort knowing that you're deeper than you were last year. Whenever you have a coaching staff, which we have assembled here, you know they're going to get quality coaching and teaching. That's all you can ask for. To me, the intestinal fortitude that this bunch has speaks volumes of where we're headed.
Well, you played in this game a long time. The toughness that I'm seeing, the resiliency that you're alluding to, how do you evaluate that? When you go out and look at a college guy or a free agent, how can you find that and see them?
It comes down to a case-by-case basis. After the season, you get a chance to meet these guys. You see what their makeup is, their fiber is. You know, we always talk about, is the game of football important? Do they really like football? And we've got a lot of guys on this team that love football. You find that out when you sit and evaluate and meet people for the first time.
The bye week is always a time to kind of, if lack of a better term, do an audit. But the big picture, how much big picture do you take in the next several days to look at?
Well, I think it's the evaluation process is an ongoing process. Now, this gives you a chance to step back, see where you're actually weak and strong at, see where you can begin to build for the future. As we all know, in football, there is turnover every year. So now what we've always said is, our guys that are playing well, let's see if we can extend these guys. You know, you work on those types of things as well as assessing the strengths and weaknesses of your team.
And overall, in looking at all three phases of this team, including the special teams, do you continue to evaluate over the next 11 weeks?
You always evaluate. You evaluate 12 months out of the year. That's the only way you're going to be any good. That's the only way you're going to live up to that saying, being consistently competitive in the AFC West year in and year out. Because you have to build that roster from the bottom up and get some star players to begin to make football plays. I think that's very important to achieving and staying true to your words when you first got here.